Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Today is a unique day in American history. After decades of federally protected abortion rights across America, the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled to send abortion legalities back to the states. Christians and those concerned with pro-life issues should not interpret this decision as an end to abortion. However, it is a step in the right direction in several areas. First, the obvious is that it will end the murderous practice of abortion in some states. This is significant in that it will help save lives and rightfully honors the Federalist perspective regarding the role of the federal government. That might be a less considered ramification of this decision. Nonetheless, it is absolutely essential to honoring the constitutional intentions and writings of the Founding Fathers. Bible-believing Christians, of whom I am boldly one, must acknowledge that God is creator. He is the source of life. He knits humans together, and he is providential in forming us in the womb before the beginning of time. Abortion is sinful, and it is murder. We should celebrate that the Supreme Court is allowing states to govern according to their conscience and to that of their people. This is a step in the right direction, and we should celebrate when government gets things right. That said, there's much work to do, perhaps more than ever, regarding this biblical issue. Abortion and its evils is not over, especially in states like New York and in Canada. It will be business as usual. In fact, it may be worse than ever, as the backlash causes even more permissive evil by leftist leaders. We are not far from progressive leaders allowing for the finishing off of abortive attempts on babies outside of the womb. It is paganistic, cultish, evil that we are staring down, and Christians must never forget to abide in the word, ask for wisdom, and continue to stand in every way for what is good and right in the sight of God. For now, with this decision, I am grateful and encouraged by the court's honoring of what is good, right, moral, sane, and godly. We rejoice, but we know the work must continue.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.